Have you ever been to a city and thought, I could live here? Well, I did. It was May 2019 when I went to New York City for the first time with my classmates. When I came to New York, I loved Central Park, the museums, and the stores, and the food, and I thought I could live here one day. With this culture, food, and job opportunities, who wouldn't want to live here? And this is the story of why I thought so. First of all, the museum, Central Park, and Rockefeller Plaza were a few of my favorite parts of New York City. The Natural History Museum had large fossils of prehistoric animals that walked the earth millions of years ago. Large exhibits that represented animals and their habitats in nature. I felt like I was there on that part of the earth, like the animals were in front of me. The Metropolitan Museum of Art had some of the most beautiful pieces of art, such as Renaissance paintings, ancient statues, and many more. When I saw statues of Aztec or Mayan gods in the Mesoamerican exhibit, it felt like the gods were right in front of me. Central Park was beautiful and so relaxing. There you could just sit down and listen to the sounds of the city. Rockefeller Plaza had great stores and nice sights. I thought it was so interesting to see the buildings and landmarks from movies and TV shows I saw in my past. I feel like New York can give a lot to my imagination. Secondly, New York's culture, stores, and food made it look great to live there. If I could live in New York City, here's what I would do. I could visit the museums whenever I want, fitting in with my work hours or museum hours. They have lots of stores, so I have many options for shopping. The Lego store had great brick replicas of New York monuments, and I was amazed at what they had built. And for food, New York has lots of places with great food, such as pasta, dim sum, tacos, hot dogs, and especially New York style pizza. I tried New York style pizza. It's like regular pizza, except the crust is thinner. Plus, the pizza places have lots of different kinds of pizza, such as buffalo chicken, margarita, and meat lovers, just to name a few. With all this culture, food, and stores, New York has a lot to give to someone. Finally, to live in a city, you need to make money, and to make money, you need a job. One job I think I could get is a tour guide for the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'm a big fan of history and storytelling, and that's what's in a lot of art. At the Met, I felt like I could tell the story and history to museum visitors, which would be fun for me and interesting for the visitor. I could also see being a groundskeeper for Central Park. I could also be a groundskeeper for Central Park. I loved Central Park, and when I visited New York, I loved Central Park, and when I visited New York, I think I could work at a place that with a relaxing atmosphere and a movie and TV background. I can also work in show business. Now, what I mean is, I wouldn't act or dance. I mean, writing scenes and making props for Broadway or SNL. And the story of why I want to live in New York? My first trip was great. And like a lot of visitors, they loved the city. And with the city's beautiful culture, great sights, and good food, I now know New York could be a great place to live. And for money, I planned out how to get the money for an apartment. Life in New York can be pretty nice, but there are some challenges as well. But with research and a steady job, life in New York will go smoothly.